Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English spoken summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German language podcast, Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 33 was a correction week to week 32. Last week we gained 2.1% to 6,515 points. This week we lost 2.4% to 6,357 points. And we fell back again under the moving average 100 days. Year to date, the ATX total return is now at minus 18.99%. Under the few gainers this week were SBO with plus 6% in front of Rosenbauer, 4.5% and Verbund 3.5%. Week 33 also had a Christi Himmelfahrt holiday with trading at the beginning of the week and the August settlement with futures and options at the end. News came from LLB, Addiko Group, Wiener Börse, Semperit and Unica, spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 33, Monday. On Christi Himmelfahrt, Vienna Stock Exchange was open. Turnover in Austrian equities only 144 million, the weakest day of the year, but better than nothing. Tuesday, the Bachelor of Law Aktienanalyst Funds managed by Paul Pichler is the new number one funds in the Void Performance ranking for 1, 3 and 5 years. Top holdings of 17.6 Mio. Equity Fund is did an S. Wednesday, Addiko Group, a consumer and SME specialist bank active across Central and Southeastern Europe CSEE, achieved a profit after tax of 12.6 million euros in the first half 2022, more than doubling the 6.1 million euros a year earlier. The first half 2022 was successful for Addiko as we saw significant growth in our consumer and SME business. This demonstrates that our transformation program shows visible traction both in business development and cost management, said Group CEO Herbert Juranek. However, we have remained prudent in provisioning given the market volatility and inflationary pressures. To further drive growth, Addiko introduced a new brand strategy. Oscar, the new animated character and brand ambassador, acts as the central message carrier delivering the bank's new brand promise. Addiko stands for speed and flexibility whenever customers need an extra boost to achieve their goals in life. The new brand strategy, strong customer demand and the good economic development are also reflected in the outlook for the full year. For the rest of 2022, we revised our outlook upwards to reflect higher income from strong business development as well as higher costs due to inflation, continued Juranek. Addiko Bank, weekly performance, 0.48%, Thursday. Vienna Stock Exchange, in response to media inquiries regarding the recent takeover bids for Fluif and Wien AG, Wiener Börse issues the following statement. As infrastructure provider, the Vienna Stock Exchange is not advising investors on specific offers. This assessment must be made by each shareholder him or herself. In its role as National Stock Exchange, the Vienna Stock Exchange recalls the strategic advantages of a stock market listing for owners, the business location and the company as well as the opportunity for all investors to participate in future growth prospects. The higher the free float of a company, the better the tradability and more influential is the stock market presence. A stock market listing brings strategic advantages to any company in three areas. First, the capital market offers an ongoing opportunity for financing innovation and growth. Shareholders benefit from a continuous valuation and possible dividend payouts. Second, high visibility and transparency is not only a requirement for investors, but also a benefit for potential customers, suppliers, employees and other stakeholders. Thirdly, a stock exchange listing requires processes and structures that keep a company fit and competitive in the long run. An ongoing dialogue with analysts and investors benefits the company for its future development. Semperit, in the first half of 2022 under ongoing, difficult market conditions, the listed Semperit Group recorded a decline in revenue and earnings compared to record results of the same period of the previous year. As the executive board of the Semperit Group, we are of course especially pleased with the excellent performance of our industrial sector, which we are focusing on and where we continue to clearly see the future of Semperit, said CEO Karl Heider. In the medical sector, on the other hand, we saw the expected return to normality after the pandemic-related special cycle of 2020 and 2021. In sum, we achieved very strong earnings in an environment characterized by difficult framework conditions. However, due to the given uncertainties, we have to remain cautious with regard to the 2022 annual result and confirm the profit warning for March. The separation from the medical business, which was decided 2.5 years ago, is now also coming back into our focus. Semperit, weekly performance, -11.82%. Friday, Unica. In the first 6 months of 2022, the Unica Insurance Group AG Unica generated earnings before taxes of 169 million euros. Premiums written grew by 3.8% in the first half of 2022. All business lines contributed to this increase. Property and casualty insurance grew by 4.4%, health insurance by 3.8% and life insurance by 2.5%. In view of the depreciation of 127 million euros on Russian bonds, as already communicated in July, and the high level of adverse impact from major claims and natural catastrophes, the results for the first half of the year are solid, says Andreas Brandstetter, CEO of the Unica Insurance Group. The combined ratio rose from a very strong 92.6% in the first half of 2021 to 95.0%. Responsible for this were not only higher burdens due to major claims and natural catastrophes, but also inflation-related price increases for repair services, both primarily at our Austrian subsidiary. At the same time, however, Unica was able to further improve the total cost ratio slightly from 26.9% to 26.8%. A look at the challenging first half of 2022 shows that, despite strong headwinds, we are still on course with our strategic program, Unica 3.0 Seeding the Future. This is mainly due to the fact that we had already launched a number of strategic initiatives at an early stage in 2020, of which the cost-cutting measures in particular paying off, in view of the current inflation, adds Brandstetter. Unica, weekly performance, -5.82%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing.